Hello, how are you?
Oh, great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. I have a few questions to ask you about my oral history interview. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so the first question is, what's your earliest memory of segregation?
Well, my earliest recollection is when I was in the service. Mm-hmm. Probably had it even before then, but it was really hit me mm-hmm. when I was in Biloxi, Mississippi. And I was in that first phase of training, and I was on my way to Germany, but I was going to have a leave in the interim. But I had to take a bus from Biloxi, Mississippi to Mobile, Alabama, mm-hmm. and then from Mobile, Alabama to the airport. And so because I didn't know exactly the schedules of the buses, of the transportation to get me there, I thought it would be wise to skip breakfast mm-hmm. so that I can be sure to get the Mobile on time. And however long it took for the bus to, for me to wait for the bus, I just wait. Okay. But then I said, maybe get something to eat right there in Mobile. Well, I had a rude awakening. Here I was, standing tall in uniform. Mm-hmm. And the restaurant refused to serve me. Oh. And I said, lady, you mean I'm in uniform and you can't serve me breakfast? She said, not so much as I personally can't, it's the establishment here. Mm-hmm. They don't serve, colored people. She said, I can take you in the back and serve you. But I said, well, that's okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I picked up, at that time, you could get a pack of Ritz crackers for a nickel. So I picked up a pack of Ritz crackers, put a nickel on the counter, and walked out. And that's when it really hit me as to what segregation is all about. Because even though my family is of a Southern background, mm-hmm. people in my generation on up, we were all born up north. We had no experiences whatsoever about the South, mm-hmm. but that was mine.
Okay, so the second question is, how did you feel about segregation?
How do I feel about segregation?
Mm-hmm. Or how did you feel? How did you feel back in the day, or how do you feel now?
Well,
both, basically.
Well, the more educated I became, the more I resented it, and I don't feel it has been cured here in the United States. Mm-hmm. When I was in the service, I was better received by foreigners. Now, they had prejudice there, too, for black people, mm-hmm. even in foreign countries. Give you a typical example. When I was in Japan, I went in one of the, what do they call it? One of the cafes, mm-hmm. so you can better understand what I'm talking about. And when I walked in, one of the patrons walked out, got up and walked out. And so I turned around and I started to leave. And the other patrons, they told me, no, don't go. To make a long story short, they say he just thinks wrong. He said, we want you here. And so I said, okay, thank you, I appreciate it. And they served me, the beer and sat down and talked with me and everything. So it's not only here in the United States, believe me, it's all over the world.
Yeah.
It's just more so in some places than others.
Okay. How old were you when, the civil rights movement started?
I was in my 20s. Oh. I don't know about when it started. That's because I think it started back when I was maybe in elementary school.
Yeah.
But the civil rights movement that more involved my generation, like the late 50s and the 60s and all. See, I was in my 20s at that time, but I was in the service. And so my political activities were very limited and restricted. To the best of my knowledge, the only real political activity we could participate in was voting. Now, we could vote, but not take part in any outside political activity.
What do you remember from the civil rights movement?
What do I remember from it?
Mm-hmm. Right. What comes to your head when you think of the civil rights movement?
Martin Luther King being assassinated. The young girls in Birmingham being bombed. Mm-hmm. We knew when they had the bombing in Birmingham, they killed the three black girls. And the marching. Mm-hmm. And all, when they had the march on Washington, I remember that one. They had marches in Alabama as well, and all in other places. But even though we weren't allowed to participate, we could.